is striking, I'll hold you. At the stroke of 12, don't run away. Oh, can't you hear my heart? It begs you to stay. In my arms, Cinderella, for maybe I'm that fellow Prince Charming. Since I met you, I've had but one design for your wedding shoes placed next to mine. Midnight of midnights and so divine, Cinderella, stay in my arms.
Well, I guess that time has come. Time to bid goodbye to the dance music of Bob Chester, his saxophone and his orchestra. They've been playing for you, ladies and gentlemen, from the smart Mayfair restaurant of Hotel Van Cleve in Dayton, Ohio. Vocalists on the program were Kathleen Lane, Al Stewart, and Stu Braden. Heard on the program, dancing in the dark from Bandwagon, A Man and His Dreams from Star Maker. Announcer Dick Roll, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WJSV, Washington. This morning, as a result of developments in the last 12 hours. The answer to one question is whether or not the United States neutrality law will be revised. President Roosevelt has asked for a lifting of the arms embargo provision and other important items. What the answer will be is now up to Congress. The second question arises on the other side of the Atlantic and will be answered there. It arose with the assassination of Romania's Premier Armand Călinescu. And the question there is, does the assassination herald a new move by a foreign power to encroach upon Romanian territory? Romania herself has said that the assassination has no international significance, and she will continue attempts to preserve her neutrality. Semi-official sources in London, however, point to the fact that immediately after Călinescu was assassinated, a new premier was appointed and a new military government established. British sources said this might indicate Romania's fear that if she could not keep the situation under control, a foreign power might use this as an excuse to come in the interest of pacification. In Bucharest, 8 men, all members of the Nazi Iron Guard, were executed as the assassins of Premier Călinescu. And the new premier, General George Argăneșanu, commander of the Bucharest army and former war minister, ordered out troops and machine guns into the streets of Bucharest to round up other members of the Iron Guard organization. Columbia Shortwave Listening Station here in New York tuned in during the evening on broadcasts of the government-controlled stations of Europe and heard from them 4 versions of the murder of the Romanian premier. Here is how the explanations of the assassination came over the government-controlled airwaves. From Bucharest, quote, "The murder was strictly an internal matter. It has no international ramifications. 8 of the assassins have been executed. There is no unrest," end of quote from official Romanian sources. From London, by way of the Overseas Service of the British Broadcasting Corporation, came this version, quote, "Suspicion is definitely directed against the Iron Guard, a Nazi organization in Romania. It is significant that Romanian police last night searched the houses of pro-Nazi Germans in Cernăuți, and documents were found instructing the Germans what to do when German troops reached the Romanian border. 80 arrests of pro-Nazi Iron Guards were made. An official Romanian announcement said that the execution of the assassins had taken place at the scene of the crime as a warning to all who would follow the Iron Guard. Placards carrying the warning were posted." And that's the official British version. The announcer on DJB, the Nazi shortwave station in Berlin, was permitted to explain the assassination like this, quote, "The allegation that the Iron Guard member shot the Prime Minister is not plausible in view of the fact that orders have been issued to the Iron Guard not to disturb the neutrality of Romania by terrorist acts. The Prime Minister was the mouthpiece of Romanian neutrality, and he became victim of his devotion to neutrality." The crime, the Berlin announcer continued, can be traced to Polish circles who, in connivance with British secret agents, wanted to get rid of the man who wanted Romania to stay neutral. Premier Kalinescu had aroused the displeasure of Poland and Britain by interning the members of the Polish government who deserted their country and fled to Romania, by disarming the Polish soldiers who crossed into Romania, and by seizing a shipment of gold from Poland, which was destined for another place. End of quotation. The German announcer further said suspicion was cast upon the British because, according to his version, all telephone and telegraph wires from Romania were cut immediately after the assassination, and yet the BBC was able to announce the Premier's death before anyone else heard a word about it. Berlin's announcer answered the British allegations about pro-Nazi espionage activities in Chernihiv by charging that the whole story was pure fabrication, concocted by British journalists, of whom, the Nazi announcer concluded, there had been a tremendous influx into Chernihiv. The version of the shooting which came from Paris Mondial, French shortwave station, was somewhat similar to that from London. In addition, the French pointed out that the technique used by the killers was exactly the same as that used by the Nazi killers of Chancellor Dollfuss of Austria in 1934, when Adolf Hitler was preparing to annex Austria for the Reich. In both instances, Paris Mondial said, the killers immediately seized the radio station and announced the assassination as a signal for general uprising. Public opinion in Paris, the French announced, holds that Kalinescu was the victim of Romanian Nazis. The news you have just heard was a digest of Press Association dispatches. Further details will be found in your newspapers. Your announcer, George Putnam, this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Station WJSV, in cooperation with the United States Weather Bureau, will now give you the latest forecasts and weather information issued by that office. The forecasts cover a period of 36 hours beginning at 7:30 tomorrow morning. For the District of Columbia, fair, slowly rising temperature in afternoon Friday. Saturday, fair and slightly warmer, gentle northeast winds Friday. Maryland, generally fair with slowly rising temperature in the interior Friday. Saturday, fair with rising temperature. Virginia, fair Friday and Saturday, slowly rising temperature in the interior of north portion Friday, somewhat warmer Saturday. This is station WJSV, owned and operated by the Columbia Broadcasting System, with studios located in the Earl Building at 13th and E Streets Northwest in the city of Washington, and transmitting facilities on the Mount Vernon Memorial Boulevard in Alexandria, Virginia, on property leased from the Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac Railway Company. Station WJSV operates on a frequency of 1,460 kilocycles by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. Our next program will come to you at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The National Anthem.
We zijn live op Radio Paddepoel. U zit hier, u probeert denk ik een beetje rust te vinden, zo te zien. Maar,
ja, dat was de bedoeling, maar het is mislukt, hè?
Ja, dat is goed mislukt. Ja. Dan ben je op de radio. Ja. Waarom, hoe komt het dat u hier bent? Hoe komt het dat u hier bent? Gaat u spelen?
Gewoon uitgenodigd, ja. Ik speel de bas, hè.
Oh, je bent stiekem gewoon een van de bandleden van Wally.
Ja.
Ja, sorry, ik ben heel slecht geïnformeerd.
Ja. Ik ben Abbie Rammers, de bassist.
Wow. Hoe is het voor jou dan om hier vanavond zo te zijn?
Nou, wel leuk. Hoog kennis en bekenden.
Ja. Ja, dat zijn wel echt, het is een hele turbulente toestand geworden, dit hele gebeuren natuurlijk.
Ja, dat is niet zo gek natuurlijk.
Door alle gebeuren.
Het is wel 70 jaar geleden, 60.
Ja.
Nee, 70 jaar geleden kwam ik Leen tegen, de drummer.
Oké. Okay.
Die doet ook mee, hè?
Ja.
En de rest is overleden.
Ja. Ja, ja, hoeveel waren dat er eigenlijk? Dat weet ik niet.
Ja, de Ronnie Splinter. Wally Tax uiteraard.
Ja.
Ben in het bus, Tom Krabbedam en ik met de vijf, waar ik ben en vier. Die mis ik dan.
Nee. Ja, dat is... Oh, ik zing met een saxofoon.
Nee. Oké.
Okay. Ga je spelen?
Niet hier.
Die hadden wij niet hoor, saxofoon.
Weet je, voor mij is het is een beetje gek, want ik ben zelf 60. Dus het is de hele oudsher, het is eigenlijk net
was
voor
die,
mijn tijd.
Ja, was het die jongen?
Dus mijn oudere zusje.
Die weet het wel.
Lia, als je luistert, je krijgt nu de groeten van mij nog een keer. Maar ik heb mijn zus maar even gewaarschuwd.
Ja,
die,
die
was wel echt fan, weet je wel, die is net 5 jaar ouder.
Ja.
Die hebt het veel meer meegemaakt.
Ja. Nee, we waren er ook vroeg bij hoor.
Ja, hè?
We waren 17. En ik was de oudste.
Oh ja.
Die anderen waren 2 jaar jonger.
Dus je maar waren 15. Maar kon je wel spelen dan? Of had je gewoon...
Ik had net basgitaarles gehad in
Kerkstraat
of zo. Nieuwe oude Kerkstraat in Kerkstraat, dacht ik. Maar goed.
Oh, dus je hebt wel officieel les gehad.
Ja.
Je kan wel echt spelen.
Ja, nee. Ja, redelijk. Maar,
dat doe je niet zo vaak meer, denk ik, zo spelen.
Ik speel in 2 bands op dit moment.
Oh, wel?
Ja.
Zo. Oh, lekker. Gewoon,
woensdagavond oefenen en vrijdagavond oefenen met die andere band.
En dan speel je ook Bas?
Ja, en vier nummers van Outsiders of zo.
Oh ja, die heb je gewoon meegenomen.
Ja, toevallig speelde er 2 van vanavond. Dus die kan ik wel. Die andere 2 wordt wat moeilijker.
En die andere bands, de leden daarvan zijn er ook, denk ik, nu vanavond?
Die vanavond?
Ja.
Nee, daar heb ik helemaal niets mee. Ik kan voor alleen erg vaag gitaar, maar ik vind niet dat ze iets met de Outsiders van doen hebben.
Oh,
dat klinkt niet zo. En, zeg maar andere...
Ja, nee, maar ik bedoel, de bandleden, die zijn er nog wel vanavond. Die komen toch wel kijken.
Ja, nee, maar dat is wel grappig. Er zijn twee jongens, die heten Tax.
Ja.
En het zijn moeilijke neefjes. Opa weet nog hoe het gaat, de rest van de familie weet het niet.
Ja.
Ze hadden dus niet zoveel contact met elkaar.
Ja.
Maar het grap is, de zanger die heeft wel dezelfde timing als Wally Tax.
Oh.
En ik heb tientallen zangers gehad, hè?
Oh.
Ja, het zijn het nummers.
Ja.
Maar meer, denk ik.
Ja.
En niemand kan het ritme van Wally doen. Dat jongetje wel.
Ja.
Dat is heel leuk.
Ja.
En hij heeft het karakter ook een beetje van Wally, toen hij zo jong was.
Serieus? Oh, jij ziet gewoon een jonge Wally.
Ja, de oude Wally had heel veel kapsones. Die was niet zo leuk meer.
Nou, zeg hé, ho. Over de doden niet zo goed, alsjeblieft.
Ja, maar ik ben
wel. Nee, je gaat toch niet Wally nou opeens van een voetstuk af laten doen? Nee.
Nou, hij was gewoon minder aardig.
Oh, zo. Persoonlijk niveau was er wat ingewikkelder om mee om te gaan.
Hij kreeg heel veel kapsones en hij vond zichzelf geweldig. Hij was,
ja, maar hij was ook geweldig.
Jawel, maar wij waren ook niet de minste. Ja. We zaten niet aan zijn eigen.
Ja, dat is natuurlijk. Ja, dat doet te veel. Zijn eigen ego centraal, zeg maar. Vind jij?
In het begin was Wally echt een hele aardige jongen. Hij kon heel goed met hem opschieten.
Ja.
We wandelden veel, hondjes uitlaten. En
ja.
Hij woonde in het Centraal Station in de buurt.
Ja.
En ik in Oost was een heel eind wandelen.
Ja.
Dan liep we 3 keer heen en weer.
Ja.
Ja, en halverwege ging bieden de kant op. En maar kletsen, hè. Die wisten alles.
Ja.
Ja, we waren veel sneller dan wie dan ook.
Wat?
We vonden het zelf heel geweldig.
Ja. Ja, maar dat is toch ook mooi. Kijk, ik bedoel, als jij geen vertrouwen hebt in jezelf, dan ga jij daar nooit op het podium staan. Nee, precies. Of kijken ze goed we zijn. Ja. Weet je, hoor. Daar begint het mee.
Dat is heel leuk, hoor. Eén, dan heb ik twee. Oh, dat is een andere club. Is mijn club niet.
Nou, ik denk dat er binnenkort iets gaat beginnen. Dus ik ga jou denk ik maar met rust laten.
Ja. En Leen zit in de dameskleedkamer, hè?
Huh?
Leen zit in de dameskleedkamer.
Oh!
Dat is het rustige, die andere was te vol.
Ja, maar even denken, ja, want het gaat zo beginnen, toch?
Ja, wij moeten nog een uurtje wachten, dus.
Oh, oké. Okay. Het programma begint wel nu, denk ik.
Ja,
dat ik naar boven ga. Even wat aansluitingen maken. Nou, ik hoop dat we goede opnames kunnen maken.
Ja,
dankjewel.
Top. Ja.
En nou, zet hem op vanavond.
Ja, dat gaan we best doen.
Veel plezier.
Oké, mooi. We'll be right back.
Hallo, lieve luisteraar. We zijn in het Vrijpaleis. Ja, die op Paterpoel. Ja, we zijn er weer.
Nou.
Vertel eens, wat gaat er gebeuren vanmiddag hier?
Er is een filmvertoning van een opera van Vasil Stoes. Dat is een oude Oekraïense vrijheidsstrijder, poëet, dichter, schrijver. En nu krijg ik telefoon. Ben ik dat?
Ik heb geen idee. Kijk, nou ziet het er beter uit. Oh, shit. Oh, jij moet iets anders doen.
Ja, hallo, met Stefano.
Dat was Stefano. Die lijkt ook een beetje mee te organiseren, maar dat was net iemand anders. Hallo. Oh. What are you? Nederlands, Engels?
Engels is better, sorry. Engels is better.
Okay, yeah. So what are you carrying? This looks like some kind of delicious thing.
Yeah, I hope they are. It's pancakes for our visitors.
Pancakes?
Oh, pancakes, yes. Huh? It's like cake.
Yeah?
Yeah, with some cream on top. And
Blaubeessen.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And why is this here?
Just to treat some visitors.
Okay, yeah. Well, we do a Paterpoel taste test sometimes, a Paterpoel smaak test.
Yeah. So you're welcome. Help yourself.
Well, in a minute. I think, I don't know. It's a bit difficult on the radio.
But you can do ASMR. It's very popular right now. Huh? ASMR, it's when you are doing something with a noise and you record it and people just listen to that. It's very popular. So you can eat, on camera microphone.
This has a name.
ASMR. ASMR. Yeah, exactly. This. Is it delicious? yummy. Lekker.
is een soort muffin. Wat je nu hoort is het openen van het papier van de muffin. I cannot eat this whole, but... oh, shit. Okay. Dit is de paddepoes smaaktest. And what are they called?
Pancakes.
Pancakes. Looks like muffins, but we'll see. It's
actually,
dark.
It's muffins, yeah.
Okay. And it's like chocolate taste, or is it fruits? Or
it is. It's chocolate with a blauwe bessen on top.
Okay, thank you. Oh, how good you are. Mmm. Mmm.
Lekker?
Yeah, wow. Ah, delicious. Ah, I think this goes for... mmm. 8.5, maybe even 9 out of 10.
Okay.
Not out of 100. Okay. Yeah, so, and this is just for fun that you make this. You
yes,
made them?
It's or? Not me.
Oh.
I think it's Julia who made. We
Julia.
Need to ask her.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm just helping to organize it.
Yeah, here. Good. Thank you for that. So, it seems like you... We are live on the radio, Patapu?
Me? No.
No? Okay.
Ah, who
he
made
is the speaking person. I can't. No, I'm sorry. No.
Oh, is there a different person that speaks?
Igor is speaking.
Ah, yes. Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Igor will be
Igor.
Hosting and lecturing.
It's a Zoom, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, so you need to put it somewhere, yeah?
Yeah. But that's okay. I'll find my way. We have more...
I will speak here.
Yeah, okay.
It will be a lecture.
Well, I will put it here, but I... Oh, no. I put it at the mixer.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I have the mixer plugged in, so I have a perfect sound.
Great. Do you
Thank
like
you.
The cupcake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I take it now?
No.
Ah, okay.
No. I'm. You only have to say yes.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
And I'll manage.
Yeah,
but can you tell me. Wait. This is upside down. Oh. Come on. So. So you can organize this?
Yeah, since, like me and Julia Marco, and it's a Stussfest which started happening this year, and it's an international festival, and all around the world events are happening dedicated. It's kind of a horizontal festival which has an idea of commemorating.
All over the world,
yeah, Chicago, Australia, Sydney, Hamburg.
Celebrating the same thing, or what?
They come commemorating. It's mostly he was a poet, so mostly it's reading of his poetry.
It's about his about the person. What was his name again?
Vasil Stus.
Vasil Stus. Yes. Yeah. And who was this person?
He was. Privet. Can I have 5 minutes? I need to talk.
Sure,
yeah, sorry. And we will continue because it's a very
okay.
important
that's
moment. Okay.
Yeah. Of course.
Sorry.
Don't worry.
Sasha.
It's okay. Ja, dus die heeft het even druk. Vasil, geloof ik.
Yes.
En er is iemand aan het fotograferen hier. Hallo, we zijn... We are live on Radio Potterpool.
Oké. Okay. I'm photographer of the event.
Oké, okay. So you are connected to
the
organizers.
Foundation. Yeah.
Oh, foundation? What foundation?
I'm an Ukrainian in Netherlands.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm usually taking pictures on our demonstrations.
Yeah. But I thought you said foundation, but
I
no.
mean the organization.
Ah, okay,
like,
like sorry, I misunderstood. Yeah.
Ukrainians in the Netherlands.
So, you are a Ukrainian in the land, and a lot of people here now, it seems, are Ukrainian or not?
Yeah. A lot of organizations.
Okay.
Organizers.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
I'm not know too much because I'm just taking pictures.
Yeah. Well.
So.
Vladimir? No.
Who?
In the middle, the guy.
This one,
yeah.
Alexander. Ah, in the middle, who's speaking now? I don't know.
Oh. Confusion all around. Good.
Yeah.
I like that. And so you always take pictures from this kind of events.
Yeah.
Ah. What kind of events should I think then?
You mean
that you are shooting?
I'm shooting people.
No, come on. That's what it is, right? You shoot pictures.
Of course.
It's the only good
of
way
course.
To shoot, I think.
Of course. Pictures of people.
Well,
different
people,
different
things.
Different events. Yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm. And you're always doing...
No, not always. I do eat and sleep.
What do you do?
I do eat and sleep in between.
Okay.
No. Nice. I just hang around at events that I would like to go out to anyway. So.
Okay.
Well,
nice to meet you.
Zoom.
Yeah. And where is this going?
To the radio. We are live. Live on the radio.
Nice.
I could give you something, but I cannot because I have this delicious cake. Did you try it already?
You said you are eating in between, but you eat during the work.
That's true.
Two cents at once.
Okay, so who is interesting to talk to, you think, because you look at all of them? You're looking at every all the people because you shoot.
Yeah, can I shoot
you? You want to shoot me? Yeah, sure, shoot me. I know, but it should be a picture in action. No, I refuse to be photographed just by myself.
Oh, okay, sorry. Why? Why?
I don't know, I'm a purist.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you look very, I want to shoot you.
You want to shoot me? I mean, you can shoot me if I talk to him.
With this scene.
Yeah, sure, no, but if I talk to him, you can shoot me. You have to send me the picture.
Okay, so to shoot you, I need to ask him?
No. I'll be talking to him soon.
Oh, okay.
You
don't want to be on pictures?
Yeah, sure, but only when I'm, talking to someone.
Oh, okay. Not now?
No. You mean?
Okay.
No, but you'll be here, right?
Okay.
No, it's a good deal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else should I talk to, you think?
Hmm?
Who else should I talk to?
I don't know.
They're all too busy. Well, I'll find
someone. Maybe Julie?
No. I tried. She said she's not the person to talk.
Okay. Because she's the person
flooding
who's doing communication, so...
Yeah. I have to talk to the communication department.
Yeah.
But now it's getting full, so I'm going to run around. Thank you. What is your name?
Olga. And you?
Hans.
Well,
yes.
Nice to meet you.
I will give you a card later when I have.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, we lopen rond in het Vrijpaleis. Kijk, en nu krijg ik een vriendelijke hallo. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's okay.
So you asked about Vasily Stus, who was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a Ukrainian poet, but he was a real poet in USSR, and it was, of course, a criminal. It was a crime.
He is a Ukrainian person?
He was a Ukrainian poet.
Was. Okay.
Yeah, he was. He was born in 1938.
1938.
He, from 1 year old, he rose in Donetsk.
Donetsk.
And he was a Ukrainian teacher. He got an education as a on Ukrainian language. Mm-hmm. He was a journalist. He was he was writing his doctorate. And then since there
smart
was
man.
Yeah, smart man,
yeah.
But there was a period when repressions started to get back, mm-hmm. and Ukrainian intelligent people got arrested. And on the
because
in Soviet Union you couldn't be a free thinker, yeah. and you should be punished because they took everything serious. You write a verse with decadent context.
Thought police.
Yeah, thought police, exactly. Mm. Yeah, and he was arrested after, first he was fired from all the jobs, after the case in a presentation of a movie of Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors by Sergei Parajanov, maybe you know it. And one of these future dissidents, they asked, they told from the stage that the repressions are started against Ukrainian intelligent people, mm-hmm. and he stand up as a kind of a protest, and of course KGB agents saw him and start tracking them. In 1 month he get fired from his job, he got fired from institute, from his doctorate, and he got to do blue collar job like fireman, something like that.
Cancellation
from government.
Very
and
advanced.
Yeah,
we found out only recently.
Yeah. And eventually, in 1972, he got in prison as a poet, first term
because of his poetry.
Because his poetry, because they did an inspection in his house, mm-hmm. they found his poetry, and there was like in this book, there are KGB archives that get degriffed, like they opened, mm-hmm. and there is analysis of his verses. Like it's a harmful for regime, for Soviet Union. It discredits Soviet reality. Mm-hmm. It's decadent versus even decadent. It was prohibited. So and he was arrested, and it was 5 years in camp, mm-hmm. in concentration camp, mm-hmm. and 3 years exile. In Siberia. So when he get back, he had only 9 months. Mm-hmm. His son was 13 when he went to, he got in prison. Son mm-hmm. was only 2, so mm-hmm. oh, they God. Had like, oh. It was harsh times.
Huh? Did they ever see each other in these 11 years?
Because most Siberia. Of the times he was it was prohibited for him to get meetings with his family as a charge for not behaving well. So when he got back, he became a member of Ukrainian Helsinki union. It's mm-hmm. Because at the time Soviet Union also signed Helsinki commitment mm-hmm. about human rights. Mm-hmm. So they dissidents wanted to legally oppose the powers. Yeah. Yeah. It was probably a mistake. I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, they wanted to behave openly and yeah. And legally. But it was hard because the first board was totally arrested. Second board was totally arrested. He became a member. Clearly understanding that he will be arrested as well. Of course, he was arrested, and he got 10 years plus 5 years in exile. And eventually he got killed or died or whatever, but he was pretty sick. And of course,
while in exile or?
While in prison. Because he got in prison 1980 prior to Soviet Olympic Games in Moscow, because they clean up to avoid problems, that it's not the perfect stuff. And and he died or got killed in the prison. Anyway, he got killed because he was sick, and it was very very strict regime, and he died.
Does anyone know the real? Unfortunately, how he really died?
Unfortunately, no, because Ukrainian KGB archives are opened, and Russian no, and it's in Russian Federation archives which are closed still. So we cannot know for sure, but there are different evidence. Someone tells he committed suicide. Okay. Someone told he got a heart attack. Someone told he was beaten by this bed, in the prisons that. Different things, but the most important things that since he was a poet, he wrote poetry, and it was prohibited for him to write poetry. Yeah. He wrote around 400 verses there, mm-hmm. and only 6 survived because he managed to somehow transfer them. A lot of people just remember them, do it. Yeah. And last thing that he probably broke him. Because he took all the pressure from this prison administration, but he translated. He told, "Okay, I cannot write my verses. Okay, no problem. I will translate Rilke."
Yeah. Translate what?
Rilke, Heinrich Maria Rilke, Spanish poet. Okay. He translated it into Ukrainian because he translated Lorca, he translated Kipling, he translated Rimbaud and all the European poetry. And they found it. He 1.5 years he translated it. They found it and destroyed it. And he was and after it, soon he became very sad. Probably it was a depression. I don't know. And then he died. But he overall he was a. Of course, part of his work, of his activity was a dissident movement, human rights movement. Mm-hmm. But first of all, he was poet. And as a poet, he had no chance to be something except dissident because it was impossible to be a poet in Soviet Union and not collaborate with powers. Despite the fact that his verses do not include something anti-Soviet. It's just general thing.
Probably about beauty and freedom.
And he's really... his super strong personality, you know. It's and I will talk this about this in the lecture, because he is like, I cannot imagine how he passed through it. He knows it's like comparing to Christ, probably it's not the right thing, but it's something like from these martyrs in from Christianity who understood they will die, they will will suffer, they, but anyway they go for because they understand that it's and as he wrote in as he wrote in one his of his verses, we will die, but the movement will stay after us.
Okay, and can you shortly say something about the music, the movie? The
Today, today we will have the lecture about his life and his heritage, and also we will listen a chamber opera by Ukrainian contemporary art center Dach. Probably most people know Dach Daughters or Dach Abracha. It's like very famous Ukrainian. But you
I
may
know.
It's a center where they born. Developed and where they came from, and it's a new generation. Dach Trio, they created a chamber opera based on his verses. And it's like,
beautiful.
It's beautiful, and something like that.
Wow, well, it seems like a great idea to have this on the radio. So
great, thank
you very much. Anything else you want to share? We're expecting a lot of people.
More than 70. We have 70 plus registrations. Let's see how many people. What's important?
I had no idea. You should have registered. I don't
know.
No.
I
found out randomly about
Yeah. Sure.
I looked at the Fabulous websites.
Register.
There. I don't know.
No problem. We just did.
Well, this is a problem, because how should I know?
Sure. They didn't put probably the registration link, but the thing is that we put registration just to understand how many people will come, just to like approximately. So it's a free event. It's like just to commemorate the poet and promote Ukrainian culture, because it's very rich, but very very few people know about it, especially foreigners. So that's why we do events in English.
Great. So is there a possibility to make donations to some...
Here is QR code. You can donate.
Okay.
It's Ukrainians in the Netherlands Foundation. Here is... it's just a bar. It's for free donation, but for this place.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Well, great. And do you organize more this kind
of thing? I have a lecture project which is called Nomadische Buchenplank in Dutch. Nomadic
I saw this on the flyer.
It's a lecture project which hosts Stefan Anthony in Happy Bookieman. I do weekly events talking about Ukrainian culture in English, spreading the word of Ukrainian culture.
But well, he was very enthusiastic.
He's super enthusiastic.
I saw him this week at Stop the Orlog. It's like a monthly gathering.
On 24th. He helped to find this place. He's super enthusiastic.
He's a nice guy. He says some things sometimes that I'm thinking like,
okay.
It's okay. Good energy, right?
Super enthusiastic.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So, now you probably can have a seat. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I need to go. Thank you.
Yeah. Nou, dat was een hele interessante verhandeling over de Oekraïense dissident poet. Something. Maar ik denk dat het zometeen gaat beginnen. Hallo. Nederlands of Engels?
Oekraïens.
I cannot.
Een beetje Engels, een beetje...
Een beetje van alles. A little bit of everything.
Nederlands.
You tried the cake already? It's really nice.
I ate something, I suppose it was drugs. I'm not sure.
This? Drugs? Oh, well, chocolate. Chocolate is
chocolate, sugar is also
sugar,
like one
chocolate.
Of the most dangerous drugs.
Yeah.
So how do you know about this event? How did you get here?
It's about all those annoying advertisement in internet, and I was so tired about them. And I suppose, well, human being is a weak one, so I'll try it. And it's about our famous Ukrainian writer and dissident.
You read things he wrote, or...?
No, I'm to tell the truth, I'm not familiar with his.
There is a book, so I'm
literature, but it's time to know more about our
interesting person. Yeah, and it seems going to be a nice music as well.
I hope so.
Well, it's based on his. Poetry. He didn't write it, but it's based on his work. So. Well, enjoy.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to say to our dear listener?
Not yet.
Okay. Maybe later. Thank you. This is a random visitor, natuurlijk. Nou, het is 5:00. Dus dan zal het zo al gaan beginnen. Ondertussen ben ik dat overheerlijke cakeje aan het eten. Maar ik moet nu dringend iets anders doen.
No,
I'm doing ASMR now. What is it called?
Yeah. You need to get money for something. Now it's popular, yeah.
No. Sorry. Nou, lieve luisteraar, ik sta nu lekker mijn vingers af te likken. Ontzettend lekker cakeje gegeten.
One more thing. You may use these cupcakes for eating. They are for free. You may like come and they are behind the column.
Zo. Ja, er zijn dus cakejes. Die ben ik nu al aan het eten. Vingers zijn min of meer schoon nu. Het gehalte aan Oekraïense mensen is enorm hoog natuurlijk. Jammer, het is leuk, maar het is ook het heeft allerlei kanten. Straks nog even proberen. Hallo. You are in line for something?
Yeah, for the drinks.
So, and we are live on Radio Patapul.
Oh, nice. It's an interview.
Tell me how, it's no interviewing involved.
Okay.
No. So, how did you get here?
I was invited by my friend, Anna.
Okay.
Не приходи на меня ответственность.
And you, how did you heard about this?
Well, I was at a gathering, Stop the War, this week. And the guy, what's his name? Forgot his name.
Stus? Mean Stus?
Dutch guy with a leather jacket.
Okay.
Very busy guy.
Okay, nice.
He was dealing out flyers. So.
What kind of hat you have?
It's from the radio.
Nice. It's a Dutch radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can find it there.
Cool. So there are only Dutch songs or different ones?
Sorry?
Only Dutch songs there or different ones?
Well, it's music and talking and things like this.
Okay, cool.
So you are with a friend. How did you find out about this then?
I was just invited by my friends. I heard that here are going to be some rhyme show.
Yeah, so poetry, music.
Yes. And nowadays it's very important for Ukraine to join.
Yeah. Together,
to support each other. So this kind of nice events, it's a good opportunity to do this.
Beautiful,
Yeah.
You know that? Do you know that every Tuesday there is also this thing with Ukrainian culture?
No, I didn't know.
Okay, it's on
every
the
Tuesday here.
No, it's on the here. 167, I think.
Okay.
But the guy with the leather jacket, I don't know where he is, and I forgot his name.
Uh-huh.
He knows about this.
Oh,
it's
great.
In his place, it seems. So,
great.
And also the guy who's going to talk, he's organizing it, so you know who to ask.
Yeah. And what do you do on the radio? Interviews?
No. I just talk.
Okay.
And people talk back. Mostly other people are talking, I help.
Cool. But here is going to be a translation of Ukrainian language, or
no? No, I hope there is not too much Ukrainian language. When it is, I hope it's like beautiful poetry. So.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll ask a friend.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to say something about yourself? Are you here long or?
I'm for a long time. I came here when I was 17. I came for studies, and I studied in Groningen.
For
5 years. And then I moved to Rotterdam, and after that I found a job in Amsterdam and moved nearby.
So you move around the country.
Yeah. I lived 10 years in Ilpendam, if you heard about this village.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How did you get there? I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a very cute fairy tale village, and now I live in Amsterdam West.
Good. And how's your Dutch? Who's speaking Nederlands?
Ik spreek een beetje. A2.
Dat is een categorie,
Dus ik begrijp, maar soms ik probeer Nederlands te praten.
Ja, dat is belangrijk.
Ja.
Toch?
Ja. Het is.
De meeste mensen spreken geen Oekraïens.
Ja, ja.
Als je dan toch, if you talk your non-native language, then it might as well be a different one, right?
Ja.
Well, English is more.
Yeah.
So you like it here in the Netherlands?
Yeah, it's a very good country. I like people respect everybody here and give a space that's very appreciated.
Yeah.
And Dutch people support Ukraine. We are also very grateful for that. And it's very well organized country. You did a good job. And people creating the atmosphere, right? The environment. So it's very disciplined, I would say, and at the same time relaxed. So I would say it's a balance.
I guess there is a different perspective whether you're inside looking out or outside looking in.
Yeah.
In culture.
Mm.
So, whatever. But so you enjoy, you have friends, you and then people who fled the war must have been very happy that you were here. People who fled the war later, they may have been very happy that you are here or not. You have a lot of contacts.
If I meet people, I always try to make as much friends as possible and to support them as well with information and
advice. Kind of Dutch, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot, so
you're in a
I can.
Good position to. Help.
Yeah, true.
Right?
So. And of course, I'm happy to see Ukrainian people around. Yeah, that's very nice because I miss them, of course. I miss them, of course, for these 18 years. So let's see, but.
You have like family in.